13 weeks of misery.
13 weeks of misery.
13 weeks of hell.
13 weeks of hell.
Military cadences pour out of a boombox in a dressing room in Manhattan's Lower East Side. 17 actors are revving themselves up for a performance of Kenneth Brown's play, The Brig. This production of The Brig is the Living Theater's first revival of the play in 44 years. The premiere, back in 1963, set off one of the first explosions in a revolution of American drama. The Living wanted to create new work that was radical both politically and artistically. They found that combination in The Brig. The play has no traditional plot and no exploration of characters' psychology. It's a shattering presentation of a day in the life of a Marine Corps detention center. Its prisoners are subjected to rigid, dehumanizing control. As in 1963, the new production is directed by Judith Molina, who will turn 81 years old in June.
We find ourselves in a time when everyone is talking about what's happening in Guantanamo, in Abu Ghraib, where there's a general realization of something we were trying to say in 63 about the prison situation as a kind of dominant structure that overcomes a lot of humanity.
We watch the prisoners carry out the most common daily routines, going for a morning shave, cleaning up their barracks, in a strictly regimented way. And they must ask officers for permission for every utterance or motion they make. The officers constantly humiliate and even beat them. When one Marine prisoner finally cracks up, the others must pretend not to notice.
Only 2 weeks in this place and already I'm out of my mind. Let me out of here. Let me out.
Most of the actors in today's company weren't even born when The Brig won the Obie for Best Play in 1963. And many of them don't subscribe to the ideology of anarchist pacifism that lies at the heart of the Living Theater. But some of the actors relate to The Brig in a direct, personal way. Antoine Ward, 24 years old, plays prisoner number one.
Well, I was in the U.S. Army, actually, not the Marines. So I feel a personal connection to soldiers and stories that they want to tell and express. And when I found out about this, that's what brought me here, basically, as an actor.
John Cohan plays prisoner number seven.
I mean, I'm an actor. I mean, as far as my personal politics, I come from a military family. My father's a retired lieutenant colonel in the Army. I lived on Army bases my whole life. I guess I'm conflicted. I mean, I'm definitely for peace, even more so since I've started working with the Living Theater.
To the extent that The Brig addresses political issues, they are deep themes about the nature of war, not the debates over a particular conflict. Director Judith Molina.
Soldiers will kill anyone they're told to kill, whether or not they have any philosophical or moral idea about why they're doing that. That's what The Brig shows.
Actor and Army veteran Antoine Ward.
Basically, what the military trains you to become is a killer, but no one untrains you from being a killer. You spend, what, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 years in the service, and you're trained, like the cadences are, kill, 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 destroy, destroy, destroy. You know, that's what you're trained to think.
The Living Theater wants to change the consciousness of its audiences. It does that by putting us right inside the noisy relentlessness of The Brig's brutality. So far, at least, The Brig is having a profound effect on its company.
When I came back, no one was here to help me or understand me. And then, thank God, I found acting. I was able to express myself emotionally and connect to it and use it. So it basically saved my life. It saved my life.
The Brig opens tonight at the Living Theater at 21 Clinton Street on the Lower East Side. For WNYC, I'm Alisa Solomon.